Blog Talk Radio.
Personality disorder that's based on several characteristics, such as charm, not really showing remorse for your actions. But I like the idea of antisocial personality because it goes well with my ideology, which I'm not really mentioning that much in this show because Bolshevik show on this show, we have a wide range of ideologies. However, my ideology is gangster Bolshevism. So, yeah, antisocial personality disorder goes very well with it. To start, I'm going to tell you that I'm sort of a little bit intoxicated, but not fully intoxicated at this point. And let's look at the... I'm going to pull up psychopathy, antisocial personality disorder, and sociopathy, and like explain it. Antisocial personality disorder is a mental health condition characterized by a pervasive pattern of disregard for or violation of the rights of others. There may be an impoverished moral sense or conscience and a history of crime, legal problems, and impulsive and aggressive behavior. Antisocial personality disorder is the name of the disorder defined in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. Dissocial personality disorder is the name of a similar or equivalent disorder defined in another area. And this is from Wikipedia. Anyways, in the latest DSM, it says it's a failure to conform to social norms with respect to lawful behaviors as indicated by repeatedly performing grounds that are arrestable. Deception, impulsivity, irritability, reckless disregard for the safety of others, lack of remorse justifying their behavior, irresponsibility. At least 18 had conduct disorder before 15, and it's not a schizophrenic or a manic episode. There's a personality trait. Though not all people who have antisocial personality disorder are psychopaths, but a psychopath looking at the behavior more from a chemical standpoint, and basically a psychopath is someone who processes emotion logically on purpose and is very rational and calculating and takes that to their advantage and then uses that to be very cruel. Hare's checklist, which I'm looking up right now, it's called the psychopathy checklist, and it includes things such as glibness, superficial charm, grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying, cunning, manipulative, need for stimulation, proneness to boredom, parasitic lifestyle, lack of realistic long-term goals, impulsivity, irresponsibility, many short-term marital relationships. That's not always true, though. Promiscuous sexual behavior, that's not always true, but basically these are, a psychopath looks at it from the standpoint of how the person's mind actually works, whereas a sociopath just, antisocial personality disorder is more just a characteristic of behaviors, but it's not really looking at why they're behaving the way that they are. Okay. Well, Ed says he can't hear it, but that's because it's running incredibly slow. Anyways, none of this has anything to do with schizophrenia or being psychotic, but this whole, like, if you're a psychopath, you could also not necessarily be antisocial. You could also use your fearlessness and your remorselessness to be something like a race car driver or something that's very pro-social. So, anyways, good political dissidents want to be like the antisocial people because that's the way it is. Yeah. And so we might have a caller coming in a few minutes. To not have a mental disorder means, you know, these personality disorders, they're really antisocial skills. That's what they are. Like, if you're cunning, if you're manipulative, if you don't show remorse, that means you got skills at in the underworld. And that, a lot of people say, you don't have social skills. Well, the point, it's not that you don't have social skills, it's just that you're antisocial. And all the serial killers and mafia hitmen, and probably the dictators too, they say Hitler worship is a good sign that you're a sociopath. Like, all are antisocial. Anyways, Paul can't make it today, it seems, but I do think I will have a caller pretty soon. I was a little bit thrown off by the fact that I was going to start with a caller. I think being antisocial is a more important point of somebody's potency than their ideology. For instance, one might on the surface say that a Stalinist and, you know, a Trotskyite have a lot in common, but despite the superficial similarities, they don't have much in common. Or one might say superficially that a Nazi and a KKK member have a lot in common, but despite the superficial similarities, they don't have a lot in common. So what really is the prerequisite is the mental illness. And if you're in the mental institution, then that probably means you're pretty down. I mean, Ed, the person who's probably going to call in soon, is known for writing mental illness inmates and like prisons and that sort of stuff. So, anyways, I like this. The one thing I like about Blog Talk Radio is sometimes you do get random callers. I'm more used to TalkShoe, and in TalkShoe, it's very rare for just a random person to call in. But in Blog Talk Radio, it happens all the time. And so I have to say that is an advantage here. Anyways, so, like, what's a good example of an antisocial skill? Well, Ted Bundy, he would drop his books and, like, act like he was hurt and stuff, and then he'd catch his victim when the victim came to pick up the books. See, that's antisocial. What's another antisocial skill? Well, Richard Kuklinski, he would take a cyanide and he'd mix it in liquid form and then he'd just spray it on people. Okay? And what's another example of being antisocial? Like Jeffrey Dahmer, when he would go real smoothly to their face and make everybody would think he's a great guy and then he'd kill them. And what's another example of being antisocial? Well, John Wayne Gacy, when he wore his face paint. And what's another example of being antisocial? Well, Gary Ridgway, when he strangled a bunch of prostitutes and just said that he was glad that he did it. So all these are examples. But the question is there a real big difference between a serial killer and a regime criminal? And my answer is that the difference is only that the serial killer is more independent. And sometimes the serial killer is more perverted, to be honest. But the regime criminal doesn't have the moral high ground that he thinks he does, because as Richard Ramirez says, serial killers do on a large scale what governments do on a large scale. Anyways, check in right now because Ed, it does say that he's calling in right now. So, okay, we got a caller.
Me?
Yo.
Hello. It's Ed. Can you hear me?
A little bit difficult starting because I expected Paul to be here and he sort of bugged out. He might call him later. But anyways, I'm kind of talking about serial killers and the, like, antisocial personality and psychopathy and that sort of stuff. This isn't particularly a gangster Bolshevik show. It's a more wide-ranging group of ideologies. But we're still gangster Bolsheviks.
It's been commandeered a little bit. It seems as was this the show Jonathan's supposed to do his first, you know, post-prison interview on?
He did it on a Blog Talk Radio show, but Jonathan Lee Riches, to this new audience, by the way, is a man who filed a bunch of fictitious lawsuits because he was arrested, and he's known for, like, an Uber troll, like one of the best of all time. We personally know him, too. And, yeah,
yes,
we are.
We visited him in prison over the Easter weekend. It was quite the pilgrimage. Jonathan, few people aggravate the class struggle in modern American society as well as Jonathan Lee Riches, that's for sure. So, but like I said, was this the show that Paul and Robert Stark were doing together that he wanted Jonathan to do when he gets out?
Yeah, but this isn't necessarily going on the radio. They'll only put it on the radio if they want to. Paul was supposed to be calling in today, but something happened. So right now we can't. Maybe he will later. This is the Blog Talk radio version of it, but it doesn't directly translate. They might take some of their shows and move it to the radio.
Now, is this free? I thought Blog Talk, is that something you have to pay for?
To get the full feature set, you have to pay for it. I believe they have paid, like, in other words, to do it over 30 minutes. You could go over 30 minutes, but if your callers aren't in, you can't take new callers, and it's only available for download if you do it for free. So Blog Talk is more of a paid service than Talk Show.
Oh. Well, this is a kind of a strange show, since Paul was supposed to be here, but he's disappeared on the face of the earth. So what was it about supposed to be about originally?
Sorry?
Just antisocial networking, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
An antisocial skill, yeah. We do have an antisocial network. It's called Cadre of Comrades, www.cadreofcomrades, cadreofcomrades.com. I'm a little bit intoxicated. I'm not fully there yet, but...
Yeah, come out to the new hot thing in revolutionary social networking. Oh,
yeah.
I just got your invite now to join the Gangster Bolshevik group. I don't think anyone who's joined is not a GB yet, but you know.
Yeah.
That could change. They said something you want to gear towards political extremists, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not enough spots for those on the internet, and quite frankly, I don't think it'll be. So Kane, what do you define as antisocial skills?
Well, first of all, the fact that we're on here in front of a right-wing audience is pretty antisocial, to be honest. And I think a lot of the right-wing extremist types, and it's true that we both focus on the Jewish question, but for different reasons, but these right-wing extremist types, really put a lot of, stock into their highbrow writings and their ideology, whereas I've internalized Pol Pot's viewpoints. I fucking hate intellectuals. Like whenever I read a right-wing person write a real long dossier and stuff, I just fucking hate it, because I hate the intellectual. So that's kind of antisocial.
I would agree to a large extent. These intellectual types who are just, complete cowards, and they're like, let me break down the latest blockbuster and how it relates to my white nationalism or whatever other brand you subscribe to, It's this has nothing to do with anything. Nobody cares except you and your little circle. It's you should be actively, we try and do in GB, you should be trying to subvert in the society with every breath you take,
Yeah,
every stroke of the keyboard.
You're admitting their circle is nothing. Believing your circle is bigger than it is a very pro-social thing to do. Whereas antisocial people know their circle isn't very big and they're just here to fuck society up.
That's another good point, too. It's in our clique, we go for quality over quantity, and we really want people to have that antisocial mindset who are this. They don't care. They just want to embrace the termite philosophy. And that's probably why we've had such good luck recruiting from, the true crime fandom on the internet, people who are fans of Serial and Spree Killers and the like.
Yeah.
Anybody
who doesn't know who this is Ed from New Jersey, who's a regular caller.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Hey.
Hopefully, they will have some people who are familiar with me on Gangster Bolshevik Radio.
Yeah.
That's me.
This show in general seems to be oriented towards new right types. So we could talk about the new right types. But I honestly think that we're antisocial. But I think new right people are people who want to be pro-social and they're just rejected. What do you think about that?
A great deal of them too, like especially like the Jared Taylor American Renaissance, you know, type people. Like even though I think they're stupid in their own way, like I have more respect for like the NSM types when it comes to that, you know. At least people who are just saying, you know what, we know this is gonna piss you off.
I think NSM is hilarious, honestly. Like they're probably have the most in common. BNN Forum and NSM probably have the most in common with GB out of the so-called white nationalists.
I would agree, especially when you think about how many murderers BNN has inspired. That's, you know, that's admirable.
Yeah, and the way they talk on their forums is off. They let me.
Oh yeah,
on
that
BNN
too.
Forum.
They're not trying to like, oh, let's present ourselves nicely so society will love us. That's so ridiculous. Because on one hand, you're saying, oh, yeah, society, all this stuff controlled by the Jews and our enemies and blah, 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 all the thoughts. It's like, oh, but maybe we make ourselves look real nice, then they'll like us. It's like, no. It's like you're just making yourself look weak and foolish. You got to throw up both middle fingers on that one, you know? Show them like you don't even care. And people will be attracted to that strength, especially people who are interested in undermining society to begin with.
Yeah, and the thing is that being informed actually lets you post as long as I'm not there sucking up the walls. That's Bait the Butcher. Because here's the thing, they put me through moderator preview and they've approved of my number of my posts that are like really antisocial. So.
Now, have they not approved other posts?
They've not approved other posts, correct? Like, for instance, posts where I trolled them on the Jewish question by making pro-Jewish statements, they've not.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of shows a little bit too how VNN's full of it with their, oh, well, we let anyone come and, you know, debating this and that. I was not aware they were doing that.
The 4.net has a problem with me and VNN Forum has a problem with Fade, but VNN Forum really doesn't have that much of a problem with me to the extent I'm distanced from Fade.
Oh, so it's only if it's a guilt by association type thing.
Yeah,
The tangled alliances and rivalries of internet political extremism really do need to be documented in some kind of maybe graphic novel form or something one day. Keep all
like
the shifting alliances in place. Why is that?
I won't say anything about where I work, but he's obsessed with like documentation. That's like his core club. He's always like, document it.
Oh, I was just, Christ, totally forgot what I was going to say. Our new right audience, I don't know if you heard about this, Kane, but we're focusing on far right issues here. Did you hear that the National Alliance changed hands a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I heard about it, yeah.
You know, I know we're going to a right audience tonight, but if anyone out there, if you support them, like, congratulations, you're a complete moron, and even more so than originally thought. I mean, let's see, why am I saying you're a complete moron? Well, because it's a total fail job waiting to happen. Now, why do I say that? Oh, let's see, the number two guy, the media guy is... Oh, gee, someone who was convicted for child porn possession. It's like, is this serious? Like, I remember we were talking about this a while ago, and you said, I hope Kevin Strom and him, I hope they come and get in charge because I hate white nationalism. I want to see it fail. Well, it looks like you got your wish. They got the whole, the old Pierce compound back and everything. But it's just, you're serious? Like, oh, hey, the system's evil and corrupt and... run by the Jews and, you know, accept our worldview instead. Oh, and here's a completely creepy-looking and sounding guy who is a convicted sex offender. It's just, this is not serious. Like, you know, like, Glebe was just going to, liquidate all the assets and sell it for his own personal gain. I say, good, I wish he had. I would admire that behavior, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, he's just going to fail for different reasons. Come on. Your number two guy can be looked up on the sex offender registry. That really says it all. And he was accused of what? Stalking a 6-year-old Eskimo girl and writing poems for her? Wait. I forgot. That was all just a setup. That was all just a setup. It just so happened he looked and sounded like a total creepy weirdo. But they sure found the perfect crime to pin on him. Oh, and he got caught on tape admitting to masturbating to little girls. But that was some kind of setup, too. So, again, congratulations to anyone out there who actually supports this. You're basically an idiot beyond belief, and God bless you, I guess, for being so stupid.
Pretty antisocial. It could be somebody who's genuinely antisocial, but more likely it's an idiot.
Yeah, most likely. But you know, it's like, no, strong. Like, actually, Glenn Miller, shortly before he staged his epic chimp out where he misidentifies some people as Jews, he was like, oh, Kevin Strom, I think he was innocent after all. And
But the Gentiles were hanging out of a synagogue. So, I mean, the problem of Miller's really been in the past. But look.
I support people going on rampages, like, for whatever reason, you know? Like, you don't have to specifically say, I'm doing it because of the Jews or whatever. Like, it's just the idea that he obviously, I think, set out to kill Jews, and the three people he killed were not Jewish at all. Especially,
well,
I mean, I don't know.
Likes.
Yeah, if he did, though, it would be, like, retroactively, like a retroactive justification.
Yeah.
Even if you listen to witnesses, remember they were like, oh, well, he was asking people if they were Jewish, so obviously he set out to actually kill Jews. I mean, they're kike-like. It would make more sense. If there were Gentiles that were supporting, like, Jewish causes, like, if they were there to be like, we stand with Israel, that would be one thing. But, like, it was just, like, some nurse, like, because it was a nurse. It just, you know, I mean, again, he could still, oh, well, I still did it because of that reason, but... like, he fucked up. Whatever rationales put out there, quite obviously, he went out to kill Jews and totally messed up. But again,
yeah,
hey,
he'll try to pass it off like he was just killing the pro-Jewish Gentile, but I think he really wanted to kill Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think he might try to pass it off as that, but we all know that he messed up and thus capped the greatest career in American white nationalism. It started with a half-Native Hawaiian child, and it ends with three misidentified Gentiles. Maybe Glenn Miller, I think you said this once when it happened, but maybe Glenn Miller was just really secretly living the termite lifestyle, you know, because you mentioned that, like, he said you were a good debater before, and he was having sex with black hookers.
I'll quote him. One of his last posts on the forum.net was, I gotta hand it to you, Kane. You're really an excellent debater. So.
Maybe that was his nod, that he had embraced the termite philosophy. We don't know.
I was trying to be like a big, like, merge the Republican ideology with extremism, and I was, like, kind of selling out. I wasn't really GB at that time.
You've told me about a past. Like, didn't you support, like, the Jewish task force around that time?
They're the GBs of the Zionist movement. Kind of.
I actually can see how you got that. That's actually not a bad comparison at all, I must say. Has anyone written Miller? I heard he spoke to Craig Cobb. But has anyone... I haven't seen any letters out there from him or anything like that. I just know he was talking to Cobb. But I'm surprised there's not more.
Cobb's another person who attacked me because of my association with Hunter Wallace.
Oh, really? I mean, I thought he'd attack you for being, somewhat Jewish. But,
no, it was all for the hacking,
Well, it would be ironic if he did attack you for that because of his, DNA test. Not that I find the DNA test a little suspicious, but like I said, he's still a dummy for taking it. Like, how do you think that was going to end with them going, oh, congratulations, you're 100% European, and this DNA test backs up, you know, everything you say, you know. It just, see it coming a mile. I just, I mean, obviously it's not possible to be like, what,
like
what they say was.
99% European, because based on what they said, so.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, the test, they're totally like, you're talking about like a TV production company. They're out to make interesting TV. So,
I mean,
don't get me wrong.
Mine was
it's not
23andMe. 23andMe.
I remember we discussed this once. We were visiting Jonathan.
Yeah.
I remember. I think I was asking you how much it cost because if it gets cheap enough one day, I might try it out. But with Cobb, I mean, it's not impossible to be that as black as he is, you know, 14% they said, and look that way. It would mean one of his grandparents was half black and he didn't realize it. And it just, look, yeah, it seems a little. And the fact he must have thought he was all white if he agreed to the test, it seems a little too convenient, like on these shows. But,
it's not impossible. It was good enough. It could have been that he doubted the accuracy of the test. Like he might have known it, but thought, like, yeah, it's never going to show up.
I can't imagine that, just because, who would chance that, oh, well, my grandparent was half black, but, you know, half a grandparent, that's probably one of the show. I don't know the guy. Maybe he is just, like, really stupid. I don't know. But I would doubt that. I mean, I would be shocked at how stupid that is if true, but it's not impossible, that's for sure.
You might have thought, well, it's a few generations, it's probably washed out by now.
He could, but again, like, still, it's like, what, 12.5%, 13%? Like, I can't imagine thinking that in 100 years, but look, I mean, anything's possible, who knows? I know he produced, like, pictures of his ancestors to show how white they look, but has he actually taken another test to anyone's knowledge?
So, probably not after that.
I mean, you would think he might impost the results if it was legit, but
yeah.
I find it hard to believe, but who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I don't, you know, have his family tree on hand exactly.
Yeah.
So, what else has been going on in terms of anti-socialness in the news? I haven't been keeping up.
I don't know, but I have to say, if we're not going to have a person from this show actually call on, I think we should stick with the GV show, because here we can't be explicitly GV, but if we're by ourselves, the only thing I could really be is explicitly GV. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's called a rap and try something when Paul is back. That's fine by me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll probably keep go for like another 20 minutes or so, but I mean, like, if I'm going to be reading the show and only talking to other gangster Bolsheviks, then I want to stick with my gangster Bolshevism.
Yeah.
If I'm going to hide my gangster Bolshevism and downplay it, I at least need to have some people called in who are not gangster Bolsheviks. But right,
I agree,
now,
or else it's like a rose by any other name, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good at wrapping up by 10 anyway.
Yeah.
Should we declare
it,
or just declare it an unofficial GB show? I don't know. You lead the way, Chairman K.
Well, let's explain to the right off what gangster Bolshevism is. It's basically the idea that the whole political process is a giant sham. The Democrats and Republicans are both full of shit. And that basically we're termites who want the entire society to fuck up, and we're just joking around because we fucking hate society. We don't think that there's some big white revolution coming. We just want our fucking society to collapse, and we hate it. And that's basically gangster Bolshevism. Right now we're in the troll phase. If we took power, maybe we'd stop trolling. That's what we are, so that you can understand it.
I also it's one of the first ideologies out there to flat out say, hey, let's use the really screwed up people in society as the vanguard of the revolution. Like I always say, when when a gangster Bolshevik regime takes power, we'll make, you know, ADX Florence our Hall of Fame, you know?
Who knows if we can enforce ISIS, because ISIS is using jailbreaks and their leader is a prisoner and stuff.
Yeah, I have heard something about that. I mean, I guess wouldn't you be in trouble, though, if you're a prisoner who was, like, a Shiite or anything like that?
Yeah.
But, hey, how's Baghdadi doing? Did you hear? Supposedly, wasn't he wounded?
Supposedly, but supposedly he didn't get killed.
I'm with you. You know, I admire ISIS to the extent, you know, they cause chaos and everything, and I support mayhem and everything. I still would like to see some massive pickup in the Ba'athist insurgency.
Yeah, I agree.
That's ultimately the most gangster Bolshevik aspect of the insurgency.
And I just read that as I was predicting, Obama is now saying that in order to get rid of ISIS, we also have to get rid of Assad. And I predicted that it was all bullshit from the beginning, and that was all the reason that they were allowing
ISIS. That was a great Obama
run.
Impersonation, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. But anyways, that little ape isn't going to succeed anyway. So, I mean, the Republicans aren't going to succeed because nobody wants them. If they go to war, like, troops will freaking mutiny because nobody, even the troops, like, don't want to be there, except for a few mentally retarded ones. And I was saying this the day after Veterans Day, and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, we should touch on that, Veterans Day, the Green Welfare Day. Just is there a few people? Are there any people out there more detestable than those who like suck up to like soldiers? I mean, maybe people who suck up and think cops are heroes.
No, like not all like soldiers who are generally there. Like say they joined the army, like not hoping to go to war. Maybe they thought they'd be put on the Mexican border, or maybe that they would. I mean, I know that's nothing, or maybe they just couldn't find a job or something. I might have a little sympathy for them, but I really don't have a lot of sympathy for people who know the politics of the country and out of some thrill-seeking join the army in hopes that they would be deployed to, say, Iraq or Afghanistan or ISIS or something like that.
I mean, to me, the only ones that I respect are the ones who use their skills to go all like Timothy McVeigh or Eric Rudolph on the system, you know? Those are the ones I respect, because that does happen, you know? A lot of guys use the skills they learn as soldiers or, you know, cops or whatever, and they just like, you know what? I'm going to use this to chimp out on the system. That I have the utmost respect for, to see the systems, you know, have a boomerang effect on itself. That I respect. But this whole thing, let's do a special, like you're a veteran or a cop, you know, you get a discount, and just our way of saying thanks. It's like, I'm pretty sure the paycheck they get from tax dollars is the way of saying thanks. But it's just like, I remember I was at this yoga place I always go to, and I didn't get to say this because I heard that since it was Veterans Day, they're doing some, you know, deal. And I heard asking people in front of me, like, oh, are you a veteran by any chance? And I was so hoping they would ask me that. They didn't because they see me there a lot. They know, but I was so hoping they would ask that just so I could say, no, I have a real job. But it didn't. So, and as you know, I have a very real job. But it didn't happen. But yeah,
I do feel compassion for like legitimate people who are totally opposed to the what's happening and just happen to be caught into it. But like. What I don't have respect for is somebody who gets into the army just so they, knowing that the politics behind it and expecting to get into the wars.
You know, see, here's why I disagree. I have more respect for the person, as much as I disagree with them, who's like, at least they like, oh, they really believe in all this stupid stuff, little stuff. But like, oh, well, I'm against it, but I'm willing to kill people for the government's money anyway. That I don't respect. That's even worse in a lot of ways. It's like. It's almost like what you were saying about Richard Nixon, me and you, and the whole Zionist issue, and how, you know, if you listen to tapes and stuff, it's like, wow, like Nixon totally understood that problem, you know? And he even talked about doing something about it. But to me, that makes him worse because he didn't do anything about it despite all his power. He knew about it. He knew about it, was against it, but at the end of the day, he was just like, oh, well, I like money. Oh, well, I like prestige. So to me, that,
yeah.
to me that's worse. That's from where I'm standing. So as I said, in terms of soldier I respect, if you go all McVay or Rudolph or Dorner on the system, then you know what? I'll honor you on Veterans Day or possibly Memorial Day because you'll very likely be killed.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I have more respect for the gang members and drug cartel people who go to war. They're the real heroes. And frankly, people like me and you who engage in internet wars, you know?
Yeah.
We're the real veterans Americans should be honoring, frankly. I mean, when we go to internet war, we do so much more for our country than the entire current United States military combined, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, wow, you were quick posting that. You were quick.
Yeah.
But I just saw the Nixon thing posted. But yeah, I think
the alcohol is starting to come in. Oh shit.
What do you drink, by the way?
I normally like the Colt Blast. They're different flavors, but I have a free bottle of brandy that I'm finishing. They was giving me for free.
Oh well.
So normally,
well, see, I don't
blast like 15% stuff.
See, I don't drink at all because it'll make me want to shoot heroin. But
yeah.
Well, I used to be kind of a hollow drinker. Like I would just drink so super quick just to get wasted. I had no semblance of savoring it and all that nonsense. It was just another drug for me to consume. You know, that's how.
That's how I people will be like, is there a hole in your drink? Because when I drink to get drunk. Like I drink as much as it takes to get drunk, and then I stop. So it's not about the social event. Fuck that. Like, fuck socialization.
Yeah. I agree. It tastes... I don't like the way alcohol tastes, you know? So I'm not drinking for taste, so let's just cut to the chase. And I find people who don't do it are hypocrites. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
If you really want a liquid for the taste, it wouldn't be alcohol. Just cut out all the BS middlemen. It would be like saying, oh, let me inject this heroin nice and slowly so I can, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to smell the vinegar
it's
from the car still in the air.
Time while we're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why heroin use is a much more honest, for the most part, going by the way people treat it. You know, you don't hear heroin addicts or, you know, crackheads and the like, all about, oh, make sure you inhale that crack and nice and slowly so you can savor the taste of the crack mixed with the chore boy going through a glass pen. It's just, no, cut out all the BS. Let's just get to the intoxication part.
Uh-huh.
That's indubitably the way to go for all you kids out there who have to go that way. Pass out, Kane? Kane, did you die of alcohol poisoning?
I don't think I'm poisoned, but I'm just... It's setting in. It's getting in. If you mess with me, I'll wet it in. I'm the best rapper. I'm the best. Mess with me, you'll die like the rest. I know this is right wing, but I've seen... I don't give a fuck what you think. I'll make you pink when I drop you in the sink. I'll cut you like Richard Kuklinski, then I'll go for a drink. Tommy Patera, he's the man of the era. I'll take this hair, and I don't care, I'll scare ya. I got so much flow, you're a fucking hoe. I don't even give a shit. I'm a motherfucking juggalo. I don't give a fuck if this is a right-wing show. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you know. I'm a gangster bullshit fake, and you can get enough of it. If you got a problem with it, then you can suck my clit. That's my bottom line. If you mess with me, I'll take you in the spine. I'm drunk as fuck, and I don't care because it's not 9 yet. It's 9:45. Actually, it is. But I'll take your kids and I'll leave my beers. I'll shoot them in the face and then I'll make them drill with my spears. Motherfucker.
Wow. That was raw right there, Kane.
That's a real writer
tuning in. Yeah, I heard that. Did he say clip like a gun? I said, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going by the seat of our pants tonight. Things didn't work out. What was that? Go ahead.
I'll see if they delete it or not. I'll just leave it up there.
Just go ahead. Who cares? You know what? This is an unexpected show tonight. Things are supposed to be different, but the host didn't show up. And you know what? When that happens, frankly, folks, you take what you can get.
Yeah,
we're
in the future, if we don't have a non-GB guest, we should just do a GB show. That's on talk to, and that's the fucking bottom line. Because I got my rhyme, you want to mess with me, I'll leave you with my nine. I got so much flow, I'm better than you, yo. If you mess with me, I'll leave you like a gigolo. You better pay the money, honey, because if you don't, it won't be funny when I leave your body in a sunny day. Mess with me, you gotta pay. Gangster Bolshevik is the motherfucking way, and I got so much flow when I'm drunk. It ain't junk. I got so much better when I got an Emmy. Better way. I'm gonna get away. I ain't gonna get away, but I'm gonna play because I'm on the internet. I play that I'm gay because that's just the fucking way. See Kyle, 1488. Oh, fuck. So, as you guys got drunk.
Man. We gotta record you and Jonathan freestyling when he gets out.
Yo, Jonathan, he's not saying with his rhyme, but I'm better. I know that all the time. I know he's the first GB of the year, but I followed up because I'm near. I'm mighty number two, but if I work real hard, you don't know what I can do. I might settle to take him one day, like Usain Bolt. He'll lose when he has to pay because he has lost before. Dale Bashrod is the best, and you're going to know that when I come for the door and I shoot you in the face with rhymes like a Gatling gun. You mess with me, and I'll shoot you till you're done in the sun. Fuck, I ain't running. Fuck, I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah, it's coming. You know what? It's all right, because you let the creative juices flow. You know, we got to film that video. Maybe we can film a fake beheading.
It's a right-wing show. Yo, I support the survival of the fucking white race.
What?
I'm a pro-white activist.
No, you're back now. So you made your peace with the movement?
We can't
dead
let
air,
the white
bro.
Race go extinct.
I remember, I don't know if you were drunk and then deleted it, but one of your funnier posts was some black guy killed a white guy, you know, for no good reason out in Indiana, and you were like, so what? It reminds me of my enemies at the fore. It makes me hard.
The white race has to survive. The white race has to survive because otherwise it won't be alive. You think I'm joking, but I'm not naive. I'm going to run it like Nectar in a Sieve, the book. I'll write it because I'm not a crook. The principles to save the race because I'm the ace. Yo, fuck the white race. I don't care. Like Hitler wanted to kill Germans, I'll leave them in the air. Fuck the white people. I hope they get assassinated. That's what I say when I masturbated. If that's what you think, then you're the man. If you support the white race, then you don't have the hand. Because I'm getting off, I'm just seeking them die. I hope the white race is eliminated by massive immigration so they can't talk. Oh, fuck, I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, it's classic. What rhymes it? Oh, I guess a lot of things rhyme. Immigration. So we're getting close to 10. Is there anything else? You have more rhymes in here, or you just want to sign off and we'll do a GB radio
fuck
thing
down,
next time
down.
Instead? All right. Well, 8:19. All right.
Yeah. See ya.